Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, stop fixing it. All right. Yes, this show's going to be cut very short today. I don't know why. You know, it's normally 30 minutes, but it only gave me 15 minutes today. So here we're going to get right into it, Which Way Is Up Radio. We have Doris on the line, and we do have Janae on the line. Awesome.
Hello.
So, hey, say hello. Doris, Miss Doris, come say hello.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm just going to get right on into it. Okay, so Miss Doris, okay? We didn't get to finish it because we went to a whole bunch of religious rhetoric and all that good stuff. We just went around in circles. So let me ask you, okay, so what does it mean to you to be awakened from your perspective?
From my perspective, I would say like a oneness, you know what I mean? Embracing, you know, God, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like everybody, as far as I'm concerned, is connected. Everything is connected, you know what I mean? But people don't know that. Everything, everybody is connected.
Okay.
You're
so
right. Everything comes full circle. Everything.
All right. So, my question, okay, so is there a difference being connected with God, being a Christian and being a Hebrew, or being conscious, or is it all the same to you?
I mean, I think it could be applied, you know, to the Bible, you know, although it's separate. It can be applied, though.
Oh, that's awesome. All right,
I'm studying, what I mean is I'm studying the 12 universal law that govern the universe, the planet, and us.
Right.
So it still
can be applied
to the Bible.
Okay. So with those 12 universal laws, is that the supreme, or is that just, or the Bible is still supreme?
Well, it's just a oneness. It's 12 of them. I mean, you know, it's just not one thing. It's 12 separate ones.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, all right, Janae. So being awakened, now what? So what's next?
Okay. Being awakened, now what? You still keep your individuality. I mean, you can have your black power. You can, you know, experience your personal truth, your personal transformation. For example, holidays. People get all caught up about, oh, my God, I'm awake. I know the truth about holidays. I'm so conscious, I want to celebrate. But you still have to live in reality, too, you know, because most holidays are about family. You never know what the next day is going to hold. You know, like your mom, grandma, anybody can pass away, and then the next day, and then you can say, oh, I didn't want to celebrate because I'm awakened. And that's not what awoke people do. You know, so it's like, go ahead, keep doing you. Keep enjoying your family. You can know the truth about what the holidays are and everything like that, but you don't have to let it dig at you in a negative way. You can still enjoy that. What next? You're going to have to look at your company, the company that you keep. I think that it's really important, you know, to keep people in your company who get you, you know, because once you become like really spiritual, really awakened, a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people aren't going to be thinking on your level. You know, a lot of people are still caught up in this matrix. You know, and so you have to keep people around that understand, that get you, you know, so that you don't feel so lonely, so that you don't get depressed, et cetera, you know. And, you know, when you keep people like that, they keep challenging you. You continue to transcend. You challenge them, and you all continue to elevate. You know, that's what that's about keeping that company. I have to say about it, because we only got 15 minutes. So, I mean, it ties into love too, you know, the company that you keep, because your energy and vibration is going to draw, you know, your God or goddess that's going to match each other spiritually, you know, and y'all going to be on the same intellectual level. You're going to be challenging each other. You're both going to be leaders and create something beautiful, you know, in your relationship and outwards in your community.
Right.
And then with awakening comes, like, controlling your vibrations and energy. Like, you might be more of an empath. You might start noticing different things about people, you know, just catching on to these little things and feeling a certain way and being like, man, that was negative. And then you feel it more deeply. So then you have to be more aware of that and learn how to ground yourself via it be meditation, you know, chakra crystals, whatever you got to do that makes you feel comfortable for you. I was going to say.
I completely agree with you on that portion. So let me ask you, Ms. Doris, okay? You're awakened, right? So in Hebrew, okay? So what's next?
Basically what my sister was saying, I mean, you know, I'm just not stuck with just, you know, reading the Bible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I learned everybody's belief. You know what I mean? So that way you can meet people where they at. You know what I mean? And you can relate better. You know what I mean? If you just read one thing, you know what I mean? It's going to be a problem. You have to, you know, try to meet people where they at.
Yeah.
Oh. And at that, guide them through. Okay, so what is you, okay? So in order for us to get out of oppression, okay, do y'all believe that policy needs to change? Is that correct?
Yes,
I didn't
policies need to change.
Oh yeah,
what'd you say?
Okay,
Ms.
definitely
Ms.
policy.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
If you change the laws, you got to change the laws. They're not equal.
You're right.
Okay,
you
so how will we undo these laws?
You know what I mean?
Hmm?
So how will we undo these laws?
Well, I mean, you know, people have to stand up and demand. I mean, you know what I mean? These politicians is full of it. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? They are full of it. They done sold us up the river and back. I mean, you know, we have to have a
voice. Well, you're right, because they don't have, like, our best interests that you know, at hand.
Never did.
So what do you think we should do? Like, what would be like a great possible solution for this politician problem? Anybody?
Well, I think a lot of people already know my opinion because I already posted it in the group. Basically, us getting into leadership positions, you know, infiltrating, mastering those positions, and then using those positions to push our people forward, you know. And if we can do that on a nationwide scale, imagine how big that would be. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't agree with it, but I just say it out of experience because I just did it a couple times, and it was just me. And I was just like, man, what if so many other people came together in this certain sector or whatever and did the same thing? And it was just a whole bunch of us, you know. And then what could stand in our way once we start changing the policy, you know, for us? Like, what
That's
could get
right.
in our
That's
way
right.
if it happens on a mass scale?
Right.
So, Ms. Doris, what do you think about that?
I agree. It has to be a large scale. I mean, you know, because the laws are not proportionate for people of color. No, I'm just going to say
mm-hmm.
that. You know what I mean? I heard tell of people, a boy stole something and he get 13 years. Okay, then a Caucasian do it, they get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, or affluenza.
Yeah.
And another thing is, you know, depending on your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, you want to see people that reflect you.
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? You don't have to let these Arabs go.
So.
And we start doing that, so I think it's better for our future, too. When we start getting into leadership positions and we keep it going, our kids, you know, they'll see people who look like them doing good things, having power, being intelligent, being smart, instead of people like Trump and them talking about we stupid, we need more education, when it's been proven that, you know, we're the most intelligent people, you know, as far as like African-American women at least. So they can actually see that, you know, and they're not getting fed this negative narrative and propaganda by Caucasian people who wants to keep that power and that oppression.
Okay, so instead of, okay, so here, I've been hearing this before, so I'm going to run this by y'all. All right, so instead of the boycotting, because we can boycott, right, and not spend our money places, and instead of marching and protesting, y'all are advocating that we will start running for offices, therefore we start getting these positions that matter instead. Ms. Doris, is that correct?
If you don't boycott, then they're not going to listen to you. You can forget it.
Okay.
I ain't saying march. I said boycott. If you do that, then they'll listen. They only understand money and power. You know what I mean? Don't spend our money and watch them collapse.
So, Janae, what do you say about that?
I agree. Yeah, well, you know what? I don't think marching and things like that help. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think it brings attention, you know, to the situation, but I think that we have to get together and actually strategize, you know, because they don't care about us marching and stuff, you know, they shoot us in the face while, you know, while we march and hold up Black Lives Matter signs, you know, they care less, and they still haven't done anything for us, you know, during this movement, so we have to, you know, just use our minds and think like, you know how they think, and then, you know, go from there, use that against them, use their mindset against them, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it.
Hold on real quick. Angela, she called. Hey, Angela, real quick, I just wanted to catch you up. Okay. So, all we have 3 minutes left in the show. All right. So, we're in the discussion. Okay, we're trying to see, okay, we're awakened. What can we do to change things? Okay. So the question I just posed to Doris and Janae is this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We marched. We have boycotted.
Okay.
We have done everything up under the sun. Okay. So are you advocating that we start running for positions of power, therefore we can change policy? Let me get your take on that.
Here we go. I honestly don't know. I don't know about that. Because we've also done that too. It just depends on how strong the person is as far as what they believe in. Like, if you're going to do the Black Power thing and go run for office, are you going to stick with that? That's the whole problem. That's what happened in the 70s. People got government jobs and just forgot about the movement. So that's why I'm just a little concerned about, is that the way? Because are you going to stop, go make your money for yourself and forget about the rest of us like they did before?
Got you. All right. Real quick. Okay. I have 90 seconds left in the show. Okay. So give me, Doris, give me your final thoughts. What do you think that what we need to be doing?
Okay.
What do you think,
but like
for
you said,
us to be awakened?
Follow up with that politician. If he's talking, you know, about doing what we want, and then he don't do it, then we still have to follow up, and he out of there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
we're
awesome.
Not listening
all
to
right,
that
Janae.
Anymore. We don't want to hear that anymore.
Janae.
Okay, with me, it's all about action. You got to step up. You can't keep just talking about it. You can't just keep letting things repeat itself. If we do this on a nationwide schedule, we stick together, we stay strong, and you have the heart, you know, to stick with it and not sell out. You have to have the heart to not sell out and stick with it and do it on a nationwide level.
Okay, awesome.
Then we can
right,
do this.
Angela.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
All right, Angela, go ahead. Last thought.
Okay.
Come on.
my thing is, if you're going to do it, do it. If you don't, don't. If we try to build something separate, I don't mind that either.
Awesome. All right. That's the way it's up radio. We're out of here. Sorry, Jasmine. I try to get to you. I messed up on maybe 15 minutes, 4:30. So I'm trying to get back in here and try to make it longer, okay?
I like that song.
Yeah, nah, man, I totally fucked that up.
I was jamming on the outro.
I know, right? I was jamming on that one too. Hey, hold on here. Let me try to edit this thing. Try to make 15 more minutes longer. Oh man, fudged up, yo. I'm so sorry. We're just having a good conversation.
I know.
Yeah, we're actually getting some places. All right, hold on. That one just ended. Right.
Make it happen, Captain.
I'm trying. Yeah. Damn it. Okay.
What happened?
Yeah. Okay. No, I messed up and made it. I'm not sure I'm going to be up around like 10 o'clock. Y'all going to be up around about 10 o'clock?
No, I'm not.
Eastern time. Anybody? 10 o'clock? Okay, today? No? All right. Here, I'm going to try to have like a... No, that one got cut short, and those are very good. Here, I'm going to try to have like a show on Wednesday. All right, and we're going to try to do like on Wednesday or something like that. Around like 5 o'clock or something. All right?
Yeah.
Around 5 o'clock. Is that okay, Mr. Willis? Are you still online?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, Wednesday around about 5 o'clock or 4:30 or something like that. It'll be like 6 o'clock your time, but... If that's okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, who else? Jasmine, you're online? Jasmine, that's you, 903. Hello?
Is she on there?
903. Angela, is that cool?
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay? Like Wednesday around about 5 o'clock, something like that? Finish things on? All right, cool. All right, y'all. Here, I gotta get back at it like a crack addict, y'all. Hey, y'all take it easy. Hey, thank y'all for participating in the show. And, yes, we're trying to move this thing on. All right. Bye. And bye.